Good to go. Is that all right, guys?
No, it's not all right. No, we have a minute to go.
That's 6:28.
Yeah. 6:29.
I
have
6:29.
Just switched
it. All right, well, this is on anyway.
This should also something.
That's right.
You may not spill that water on your PCs.
Oh, yeah, let me do that. Yes, you have my ass. Lord. How are you doing?
Charlie and his group. We're actually getting some good ideas relative to areas of data to take a look at. We got some information from PennDOT. We had a baseline for 2009. It's a work in progress. I don't know exactly what will come of it, but, you know, the data is starting to pile up.
Okay. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Cherry Beach Town Council extended and in. So here we go. All right. Glad to see that David's with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And for the invocation, Pastor Langley is not here, so I'll do it. Y'all bow your heads. God, we give thanks for the freedom that we enjoy in the United States of America. As we gather here at this meeting, we ask that you be with us. Bless all the decisions that we make and help us be forever mindful of our motives and actions. And please be with the family of the young man who was beheaded. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we don't have any awards or recognition tonight, so can we approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving right along. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion that we adopt the agenda as written.
I have a couple notes I want to make, so if you don't... Under new business, we have a breakfast with David Rouser next Friday. If anybody would like to attend, 9:30.
Is that just kind of he's in town?
It's around a table discussion. He has the Department of Transportation head with him. So anything we need to discuss with him. The second.
What's the date?
Whatever Friday is, next Friday. Oh, at 9:30 in the morning, yeah, they're going to have breakfast and all that stuff.
Where?
That number 400 new business?
Yeah, number 600 new business.
Excuse me, where's it going to be, Dean? Here?
No, it's in Wrightsville Beach. I'm sorry. Wrightsville Beach. Number 7 will be the Chamber of Commerce has requested $5,000 for the Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival from us.
$5,000.
Okay.
Actually, there are three items under new business. So the Rouser thing would be 4, and this would be 5.
Yeah, come here.
What was that?
There you go.
You were under.
Oh, the department. Sorry.
Yeah. 4. So 4 is breakfast, and 5 is the Seafood and Blues.
Yeah, and 6. It's kind of up in the air right now, but there should be a candidates forum in Cherry Beach at the community center. One of the first are on Monday, and we don't know which one yet. They're trying to work it out. So we'll meet all the candidates for the legislature and county commissioner, and we'll ask them what we want to as far as how they're going to support the beaches.
Is that on Cherry Beach or in Carolina?
It's going to be Cherry Beach at the community center.
This coming Monday.
No, I think it's the second Monday. 19th? I don't know, they're trying to work it out. It's one of those Mondays. 19th to 25th or 29th. But they're going to get us back with us for that. All right.
So Shindig is where in Wrightsville?
Town Hall.
Town Hall?
I think this was Town Hall, yeah.
I would I would like to take item two, Mr. Mayor, off of there. Public complaint box needs a little more work.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a complaint box. Suggestion, ideas, you know, a couple things.
No.
A complaint box. But I have work to do on it.
Okay.
So let's take it off there.
All right. Now, have a second.
I make a motion that we adopt the modified agenda, removing item two and adding items four, five, and six under new business.
Do I have a second? You second it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Discussion and consideration of presentations to council. And we have two people who have signed up. John's not here, so we'll go with Al.
I am here to talk about a problem that we have at Ocean Dunes on the perimeter of our property and Highway 421. Federal parking / trespassing problem that on any summer weekend is a real issue. On holiday weekends, it's a nightmare. We maintain that property, meaning that we have sprinkler systems that we pay for, install, and repair. We mow the grass. We have at least one sprinkler head a week that gets broken, just simply because people are parking there. We realize that the beach has public access to it, but I'm here to request some no parking signs. And what I went to, my understanding is that that's a state highway, 421. So I went to the Department of Transportation, talked to several people, ended up with a gentleman named Brandon Powers, who came out, looked at it, listened to what I had to say, and I'll use the term, he was sympathetic to it. He said, we'll put up signs, but I'm not sure that's our jurisdiction. So he went and checked whatever rule book he was checking and said, the bottom line is, I think you need to talk to the town first, that we will get involved. We'd be more than happy to help you out. And I just want to tell you some of the things that happened. And the reason I say parking / trespassing, this past Memorial weekend, there were so many cars out there, and I realized there were a lot of cars a lot of places, but it was solid, almost parallel parking types. Kids were jumping out of cars into the traffic. Luckily, no one got hurt. Once the area filled up out there, it started coming into our property. Now, there's signs everywhere, private property, do not park, etc. And no one obeyed anything. They pulled in the carports that were vacant, just assuming that these people weren't home. We had a lot of absentee owners. Eventually, it got so bad, and I just want to make sure that I'm saying this correctly. Two cars pulled up into my particular area, right in front of where I parked. Two, a car and a truck. Both were packed with kids. And I said, listen, you guys have to leave. This is private property. You cannot park here. Leave. And from over in the distance, I hear someone yelling, saying, do not talk to my children that way. Now, these were young people, for sure. I couldn't really tell if they were driving age or not. But it turned out that's their mother. She's in our showers, washing down all her stuff. And we proceeded to have a discussion of sorts. And I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to call the police. She said, call. So you don't own this. You can't tell me where to go. Well, we eventually did tell her where to go, but obviously she left. Two other people, my neighbors, said they saw a guy urinating on our fence. And this wasn't a little kid. This was an adult. That was on Saturday. The following day, I saw two people urinating on the fence. Eventually, on Sunday, and I did not witness this, but I was told this, that a female in our shower just stripped down. Now, we can make jokes about that, but that doesn't help our property values. People do not want to buy into a situation like that. I said we maintain the roadside. our concern is not only are they disrupting our lives, but they're affecting our property values. This is eventually going to come back to haunt us. So that's why I'm here. We need some help. The DOT has been cooperative, but they said I need to talk to you first.
And this was last weekend?
Well, the bad weekend was Memorial Weekend.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, it happens every weekend. Obviously, in the summer, it's busier and it's more of an issue. In the winter, it's not as much of an issue, but we still get things broken.
Are there isolated areas, or is it pretty much along all the buildings down there at Ocean
Beach? Yeah, it's about a mile long. It's worse in some spots than others, for sure. Yeah. Obviously, what they want to do is park where the public access walkways are. Would be. Right. But there's a smaller lot down the way that is rarely full because it's a little bit farther away.
So what is DOT asking the town to do? To say, yeah, you can put up no parking signs?
That's my understanding.
Because my concern is there's no ordinance, and I'll look to the attorney and the building inspector. If we put a no parking sign and someone parks there, there's nothing that's in the town ordinances that covers that. Because that's a public right-of-way, and there's no, am I right, Andy? There's no ordinances that the police could use to enforce that. I mean, I'm fine with the signs, but I'm concerned that Dennis can't enforce them.
What about in front of houses?
There's none there, either, in town anywhere. That's my concern. We were talking about if you start charging for parking, what happens in the 3rd and 4th Street in Curie Beach?
If the DOT has no objections, and we put up the ordinance, signs in the right of way,
right,
we can enforce the right of way. But now, going on their property, we don't have right. Because we don't have right. jurisdiction there.
And we're not asking you to. We realize that once they're on our property, it's up to us to call the police. What we're under the premise is that the reason they're on our property is because they're parking out there.
But we'll have to write a new ordinance to enforce the right of way, right? There's not one right now on the book.
No.
Right, I didn't think there was. And so I think DOT putting up signs is fine. I think if we're going to enforce them, we're going to have to get P&Z to come up with an ordinance to enforce it.
We have to enforce the right of way through the entire length of the town, wouldn't we? Or would we? Or are you going to make it specific?
Well, so if you do that in the old part of town, that's where we're parked right now.
Yes.
Well, but you know, put all their houses.
We have people up at Curie Walk or whatever that
Beach
is.
Walk.
Beach Walk, and they park out along in there as well.
If you do it for them, you will have to do it for Curie Beach Village, and then Sea Watch, and then Sand Dunes, and then development from the town to the edge of town. And as long as you're willing to do that.
I'm not saying I am or not. I'm just saying that if we're gonna have no parking signs, the police need to have something to enforce them.
Well, don't you have no parking signs in some places and not others right now?
No.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Not unless it's like
something
new. We have like loading. Like I know we have loading zone downtown, but I don't know about anywhere else.
They wouldn't be in the right of way anyway.
Right.
It would be for some other particular reason, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I'm going to get my camera.
But that's fine.
That's fine.
It certainly is a problem.
And also Dennis needs to be asked his opinion on this too.
Yeah.
Well, it is a real problem for us. I mean, not always. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate it, but it is a real problem. I mean,
I'm sure it'll be in next weekend.
I think all of us have ridden down there and seen the cars. So,
And now, let me tell you, it is a problem with Curie Beach Village, too, where they are parking in that vacant lot up there. They're parking all the way down Curie Beach Village Way and in front of the gazebos, and then they walk through the gazebos, use our water to wash off, broke the locks off of the little bathroom there so they could use it.
So you're having the same exact
problems? Oh, yeah, the same problems.
Well, I guess our hope is that at least the signs will deter it to some degree. And, you know, could we put up under some sort of threat of towing and contract with a towing company to get them out of there?
Yeah, do y'all mark your cars with some type of identification?
No, we've talked about that. Theoretically, anyone that rents at Ocean Dunes needs a parking pass on their console, but I'm not sure how well it's policed nor adhered to. But that's, you know, that's an issue that we have to deal with.
Right.
It just seems to us that it's the street that creates the problem.
So the DOT request us to contact them? What are they asking for the next path forward? Kind of what's their call?
I will call Brandon back and tell him we talked, and whatever you want me to tell him, I'll tell him.
Yeah. I thought he wasn't asking us. He just told him that it's the town's responsibility, not DOT, and if the town wants to do it, they'll put the signs up.
Well, but it's not.
But
that's not a town right away.
Yeah.
Highway 421, that's not our property. I think DOT's being nice, but that's not town property. Okay. I looked to the attorney, but that particular highway is not the town.
My understanding from DOT was that they were willing to do it.
Right, but they're not going to enforce it.
And at one point, we had decided that the chief of police, Brandon Powers, myself, Andy, and a few others were all going to meet, and then it never got that far.
Yeah, I mean, what
they said was they wanted the town council to weigh in on it.
Right.
Okay, and if it was okay with the town council, they may go forward and put the signs up.
Correct.
And I mean, the police chief said the same thing. He said it's up to the council. They'll do whatever the council tells them to do.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I think the concern is that we encourage DOT to do that, and then you guys call the police, and they can't do anything when they get there.
Right.
Like, they don't write a ticket, right? That's a problem. I mean, if you're going to put a sign up, we should support that if the council thinks that's the right thing to do, and we should give P&Z to write the ordinance. I guess it's P&Z, right? To write the ordinance to bring the council on, here's how we're going to manage this issue. Because I think it's kind of bad to put a sign with no teeth and then people blow it off. That's even worse, right?
Well, we have our next P&Z meeting on the 1st.
Well, I mean, the other question is, what does DOT have to allow us to enforce that? Because are they going to say, well, any ticket money has to come to DOT because it's our right-of-way, not the town?
I think you need to have DOT meet with one of these representatives.
Well, I'm looking at Andy, but...
Well, that money still goes to the state.
Parking tickets, then?
Fund education.
Yes.
Oh, really? All parking tickets, too? Okay.
All fines.
Well, and there you go. Okay.
Thought we'd make this little money.
Well, I think you can charge whatever. Part of it goes to the town to pay for the however much it is, right?
No.
I thought it was $5.
Really?
No. That's right.
So then why does anyone do parking tickets at all? I don't know. Wellington does.
Yeah.
They do a whole bunch of them.
Well, not on
so does Carolina
state
Beach.
Highways.
Well, yeah.
The city of Wellington has a contract or something like that. They farm it out. They don't do
well, that's true.
And that's all downtown. That's not on the state.
It's probably lots and city lots, I think.
Yeah.
That's mostly tolling.
I mean, I think we should ask... My opinion, you guys tell me, but we should get the P&Z and the police chief and the town attorney to work with DOT to figure out what we would have to do. And then when an ordinance comes back, we can decide what we're going to do about it. I mean, and they could focus on the whole 421. Because I think the good thing about this is the ordinance could be specific to 421, and that fixes all the big problem areas without impacting the old part of town, where people are parking there in front of their houses right now.
Yeah.
Still on the right of way.
On yours, still going to push people into the neighborhoods.
On yours, aren't those mostly your folks parked there?
No.
Oh.
That big lot there that BB&T used to own?
Yeah.
No.
They didn't get to do anything for that. That's
exactly.
Private property. That's not going to fix that at all.
And Curie Beach Village Way, just like with your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to fix either one of those.
Well, we can go after that next.
Well, we've got
we're going to be in part.
We've got the P&Z meeting on the 1st, and we have the Jim Eldridge is going to be joining that. This might be a good first project for you to let him embed himself in.
Yeah.
Andy, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
So we can get the new attorney engaged in this and investigate what we have to do
right.
to the things that that you talked
and
about.
And invite Dennis to.
Yeah,
I guess we can invite Dennis.
So it's consensus of counsel that you're going to take it to P&Z with Dennis involved.
And Mr. Woodall.
Yeah, Mr. Woodall.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we'll see what can be done.
Does that seem to meet your needs?
Sure.
I mean, I know it's slow, but
it's a good start.
I think the issue is if we just say put up signs, that's not going to get what you want. I don't think.
Should I have? Should I tell DOT to that what's taking
place? Yeah, I think you should tell them.
They come to the meeting too.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if they will, but I think you can tell them that council's pushed it to P&Z for how we would effectively administer that.
Nancy, can you call Karen and see if she can have somebody there at the board at the P&Z meeting?
That's what you want.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we're from Mr. Woodall, whoever he's been talking with, right? I wouldn't start
yeah,
whoever.
Yeah, I'll call Brandon Powers is the fellow's name.
Let Mr. Woodall do it, Nancy, because he's already working with someone. You
sure.
get a different person, it starts all over.
He knows the history. He's
right,
been
exactly
there. He's
right.
Looked at it.
Yeah.
And also, I'm sort of in and out of town. If the meeting takes place and I'm not here, is it okay if Andy steps in for me?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Someone that really wants this to happen should be there, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If you guys are asking something to happen.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I will make every effort.
Yeah. I understand.
Yes, John.
Would this issue not be better taken up with Shoreline Access and Parking Committee?
Well, they're not going to write the ordinance.
I
think Andy,
Tony could be the one that will be writing the ordinance.
Yeah, Tony.
No what,
so. Tony could be there, but is it not a plan?
I don't think the planning and zoning is. I don't think it's something that should really involve them at this point.
They have to do it first if we're going to write the ordinance, though.
That only pertains to Chapter 15 and 19.
I personally don't care which people look at. It's a good point.
I mean,
I don't know what their
answer is. It goes back into the neighborhoods, which at that point you probably wouldn't want their involvement. So I was just asking.
Yeah. Because
do you want Mr. Woodall, Tony, the chief, and then the representative from DOT to meet?
Sure.
With y'all, or do you want to meet before?
No, I think if we get the issues out on the table, I mean, we can might as well hear from all parties.
Yeah, so I think then Tony being invited to the P&Z, he'll come.
Yeah.
I think it's a good input. It's smart for them to be aware of what's going on around that, so I think that's a good point.
Does that
great.
Take
sure.
care of your problem for
Absolutely.
The time being?
That's a great start.
Okay. Take care of it, moves it around.
Yeah. it's a tough question. Implications if you do nothing, and implications if you do something.
Yeah, so
which is an interesting one. We're going to be talking about parking for the next year.
Thanks. John, I guess, is not going to show up. Do you know what you wanted to discuss? No? I don't.
Okay.
All right. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Board of Adjustment, Community Center Committee. I'd just like to say that they sold out of barbecue and
nice.
We got out of the place early and they had a great time and they had a nice article in the paper, so congratulations to them. Marketing Committee.
They meet next week.
Okay. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. How many tickets are left for the boat? Trip.
I don't know. I think there was one Monday. I don't know if it's
been
sold. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Good.
Should go.
Yeah. They signed me. They signed me up. So.
Okay.
Planning and Zoning Commission.
No. Planning and Zoning. We didn't have a meeting last month, so we'll be picking it up. I think it's the first, right? That's when the meeting is. The first.
Second.
It's the second. So.
Shoreline Access, Beach Protection, and Parking Committee.
No meeting last month. They're meeting August 2nd for the first time.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of department head business.
I have one thing. I apologize. This is not your agenda packet. Can everybody hear me from here?
Mm-hmm.
This has been kind of a moving target. I wanted to give you a status update on where we are. The last 2 years, we've been talking about trying to put some kind of, or do something with the ethyl gal chemical structure that was left in the ocean back in the 1940s. This is at Beach Access 460, which is in the Sea Watch area. 460 is a public access, and it's between there and runs up to the Sea Watch HOA crossover area. June 25th, we actually got intercoastal contracting down here. They installed 4 submerged cabin mooring buoys in the ocean. They were attached to 80-pound chains, jetted into the ocean floor. Long story short, Hurricane Arthur came along, washed them out, had a whole lot of heavy rain. Some beach could get intercoastal contracting back down here to get them back out in the ocean before they either completely came apart and either the fire department or public works took them off the beach along with some chains. And by August 6th, everything was gone, August 11th. So we have no buoys on the beach. We have 3 damaged buoys at town facilities. One, we don't know where it is, maybe Bulkhead. We pulled one chain in at Public Works, the other 2 chains. I don't know where they are. I don't know if they're buried. There's no sign of them on the beach. I walked it several times last week, but they may have drifted out or they may be buried and will protrude through the sand. The recovered buoys are too damaged to reuse. That's what they look like to begin with. That's how pretty they were the week they were in the ocean. That's the excess. What happened when we agreed to do this with Intercoastal, they stated up front there would be no guarantee that the buoys would stay out there. We knew that going into it. The cost was $22,000, with the town paying 50% and the Division of Water Resources grant paying the other half. This was from last year's budget, which closed on June 30th. So we've been kind of in a very tight window here, trying to get this done and get it paid out of the budget and before we lose grant funds. I did let the grant representative know, sent him the pretty photos of them out there, and then sent him the bad news that they're gone. But they have still agreed to pay their half of putting the buoys out there, and we have got the invoice and paid the invoice for that. The grant representative also said that he would try to get us an extension till April of 2015 if we want to use the remaining funds for that grant of $39,000 to do something else, maybe signage or whatever. And it would still be a dollar-for-dollar match. We do not have any money budgeted in this year's budget for that, so we have to come out of contingency fund or possibly beach improvement. So I'm asking for direction from council where you want to go on this. You want to try some signage at the water's edge or a few feet into the water. There are currently 2 signs on the beach, but they're closer to the dune than the water. They face north and south. They read caution and very metal intake, hazard to swimmers and surfers. If you're at the water's edge, you cannot see these signs. If you see where the lifeguard tower is, that's the crossover. You come across that crossover, you're not going to see a sign facing away from you. This is the one that's near the Sea Watch HOA crossover. Crossover is behind the sign. Again, if you're coming over the crossover, you can't read the sign. If you're wandering along the beach at the dunes, you can do it. If we do signage, are we causing another problem? We have signs blowing off. Is the pole going to stay in current? We have sign pollution. And again, the funding will have to come out of this year's budget. Can we present to state and federal legislators for assistance? Perhaps the Corps of Engineers has equipment necessary to extract. Do we do nothing and leave it as it is? These photos were taken back in 2011 when Intercoastal Contracting came down for the first time. This was at extreme low tide. This is right in front of 460. The largest area that has protruded through the sand is in front of Beach Access 460, but depending upon the tide and the shifting of the sand, sometimes you can't even tell it's there. Mm-hmm. Last week I walked the beach probably 4 times, and you can't, you have to go to dig for it to see it.
Nancy? This, none of our town insurance covers those buoys, right?
No.
And this is really on state property, not
yes.
on town
this is
property.
Not our jurisdiction, right? Andy, that's a minor remark.
Yes, state insurance.
And we do have a lifeguard stand and a lifeguard posted during the summer, right in front of this area to kind of keep an eye on it, warn people. This is what it looks like when it reaches the sand in front of the Sea Watch HLA crossover. Ironically, the day Intercoastal was here trying to put the boys out, they couldn't find this. Couldn't see it. Kids were boogie boarding right on top of it. They had to go way out the water to try to find it, to try to mark it. The structure spans 200 feet of beach area, and it goes 30 feet out to the ocean from low tide. It's connected at the end of the ocean, this whole 200 feet of the metal bar connecting it. Steel pilings were driven 9 feet below mean low tide level, and there were intake flumes that went out to the ocean that brought the salt water back in. Those structures were 15 feet apart across the whole 200 feet of structure. It kind of was like this. So if you see that kind of flume-looking thing, that's not there, but all the stakes underneath it holding it up is what's still out in the ocean. My request is if you want to try signage or to do anything else, I think this would be better suited for another department head who's more familiar with the beach and ocean and tides and currents than me, who has the ability to be on the beach while this is happening. It's kind of frustrating for me. I'm very thankful to the fire department and public works for getting stuff off the beach to try and keep up with what was out there and what wasn't, who had what. It's a little hard. So,
Nancy, have we ever been in contact with the Coast Guard and, you know, how interested they might be in helping us to obtain buoys and attach buoys?
I have not contacted the Coast Guard. I did talk with NOAA. They have a marine debris grant that I applied for about the application. I was told before I applied, when I talked to the grant person, that it was very slim to none. They only care about fishing boats and fishing lines and anything that's a danger to the fish, the turtles, the birds, but they don't care about danger to humans. That's not their area. And getting the CAMA permit to do this, it came to the attention of the county shore protector, Leighton Betzold, who called me and suggested that we write to Ethel Chemical. And I said, well, Leighton, why don't you use your contacts at your level and write or try to find us some help? Why is this Kiri Beach's responsibility when we have told you we have a known hazard out in our beautiful waters of the beach? And that ended that conversation. So,
Nancy, the type of buoy we put out there, I mean, are there other choices? I did notice, since I live very close to that, that when the waves come in, they're right at the breaking point, so those pillars would actually slap over and slap into the ocean. So I could see where rolling in the ocean would maybe tear them apart like red balls or whatever the heck. Is there anything else available?
The only thing with that is there's no signage to put with it. Is what I was told. This is what was suggested by Intercoastal Contracting is the best thing to put out there. But because of where it is and because it's where the wave action is, they don't really think anything will stay. They won't guarantee signage. Intercoastal Contracting, by the way, has been bought out. They signed papers last week, which has been kind of part of delaying getting all of this done. And the new people who have come in have said, we want to try signage, so they'll try to work out some kind of deal with us on the cost. They were supposed to get me some numbers by today, but I haven't seen it yet. They're thinking about a pole or wood post that would stick 7 feet above the water. That would be right there at the tide line with a three-sided sign on it, maybe with the circle and the sliver saying no swimming or hazard.
I'm not sure signage is good because you put signage right up by the dunes and most of them not.
How long were the lifeguards on duty?
Until
Labor Day.
And then they did weekends, I think, a couple weekends after Labor Day.
Why don't we get four signs and let the lifeguards stick them out? You know, small signs like sandwich boards. Why don't we do that after we get Tony's input?
Well, the lifeguards now, from what I understand, if they see it and that's breached, they'll put out the note.
Yeah, they do put the swim signs on.
That's, only when they're on duty.
Yeah, but if we do that, it'll make people aware of it, and maybe they'll get used to it. So my suggestion is to get the lifeguards, when they're on duty, to put four signs out the distance of the place and let them, you know, just kind of look after it.
What's really bad about this is that you can't see it until you're in the water.
Yeah.
And then you can easily get stuck in the middle of it. And if you've got a rip tide or something, you can't get out at the end. That's part of the reason they said they couldn't extract it, that they would have to have some major equipment that this particular company didn't have, because it's connected all the way at the end. Out there, so.
Nancy? I know someone who works with our local Coast Guard, and I'd like to contact them and maybe have them talk to you and see if they have any better recommendations about what could go out there or how it could be attached.
Well, and
because I'm sure they run into this other places.
Any other method that we look at as far as attaching buoys or anything in the water, other than what we've already done, very, very possible that we're going to have to procure a major camera permit in order to do that. So we, and Nancy has exhausted anything we can do as far as putting anything in the water, pretty much. So unless y'all want to pursue this further with a camera major permit,
I think it would be good to let Emily see what she can do.
You know, there's one thing you got to remember. These buoys are in a wave zone, and the waves have tremendous power.
They've got as much power as a bomb.
I mean, you're talking about a hell of a force, and there's no kind of chain or buoy that's going to stay out there to face that wave. It's just not going to do it.
The other things, John and I had just run around, we were talking about what rocks out there. Or additional sand in the area. I don't know.
It's just surprising that the state hasn't stepped in and wanted to fix something that dangerous.
The International Nickel, they're gone. Ethel Dow is gone. They're in Canada. There's anything left. So it's there.
You talked about a tent board like sign that can be
a sandwich board. Yeah,
sandwich board.
Yeah.
I think we need to put up something.
Yeah.
Your lifeguards are there on duty. I don't know if you need it, but they're going to keep people out of water. You're the only time I would think where people will be completely unawares is when the lifeguards are not on duty.
Right.
And there's going to be, and that, that the Sea Watch HOA crossover gets a lot of traffic in that area. But it doesn't reach as much, at least so far, in that area that's further out than in front of the public access. And I don't know, some kind of educational campaign to the Sea Watch residents would help or not, but it's, you know, when you're looking in the water and you can't see it.
You don't know what's
you're
there.
You're just assuming that everything's okay. So I don't know if that would do any good either.
The only thing bad about Sea Watch is there's a lot of rentals in that area, so educational campaign might not reach everybody.
Well, if you want to get Tony involved, like I said, I think four signs is what we need to do. I've been up there, and the lifeguards didn't make a concerted effort to let anybody know that it was there.
Well, I mean, they can stake off the beach. We do it at the pier. We say no swimming, 10, 50, whatever. Send that request to Harold. So you're talking about something temporary, you're not talking about putting up a permanent structure. Is that a consensus
Council
that we just let this
die? They can use PVC pipe for the poles and use regular ribbon for the...
Let's just go ahead and make it a no swim, no surf sign, just like it is in the ordinance.
Hmm. But that was still, you had to put signs up.
Yeah, you still have to put signs up.
Yeah.
What if you put up a sign that said, metal hazard, swim at your own risk?
If bleeding, don't
call me. I had a couple of people get called and got chopped up pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
you
couldn't put a rock's weapon out there.
I mean, you get caught in a wave incorrectly, you could get ripped right across any of those.
Yep.
It could be a serious, serious
damage. We've had some serious cuts out there. Yeah.
What do y'all want to do? Do you want her to ask Harold to put temporary signs up?
I mean, are the no surf signs, they're not temporary, are they, John? They're up all year long, right?
That's what I was saying. Let's just go ahead and mark it off the way we've done for the no surf sign around the pier.
So that's not a temporary sign, but it's on the beach.
Yeah.
And it's got washed away with storms and we replaced it, but it's not like thousands of dollars, right? It's just a much bigger sign than the little one that's there right now.
I think the biggest problem is that there's signs.
Yeah,
you don't see them when you walk out on the beach. You don't pay attention to the signs.
It would be down for a
while. Yeah.
Well, they're on both sides. Make sure they're on the western side and the eastward side. And you can put a couple more expendable signs down on the beach strand.
They're like 4x4 or something, right?
Should we consider closing that beach access? 460?
No.
Mm-hmm. If you put one sign in the middle, John, that had two arrows at like 100 feet or whatever, would that be okay with a couple of portable ones down there?
I don't know. I think Nancy's just getting at us. We don't have enough down there. So at a minimum, I think we should definitely beef up the signage in that area. I wouldn't worry about the sign pollution because ultimately
it's better than getting
hurt
people chopped up. Yeah.
Well, are we talking about sign in the water like you have up the road at Carolina Beach? A few.
I think we're talking about like the ones by the pier.
Yeah.
The two big no surf like swim. It says no surfing from here to the pier.
Well, we do have two signs out there now. Mm-hmm. At each end of it, but they're facing.
And yeah, well, these are on both sides and they're much bigger. Those little signs are, these are 4x4 or something.
Yeah, now, the property owners there own to the high water mark, don't they, John?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'd have to put it in the edge of the water.
Well, not necessarily. No. We own the property rights for the easements.
Right. Because of beach renourishment, this time I'll
live.
John, to the north of that structure, there's another structure that goes out in the water, and that has signs on it on steel posts.
Right.
Is that our structure?
That's Carolina Beach.
Carolina Beach.
It's right at Alabama. It's right at the line.
Yeah.
We guard the south side and they guard the north side. But those signs, I don't know who maintains those when they get torn down.
They all need to be replaced right now. I know.
Yes.
That.
Yeah, they're all bent.
But the poles are doing good.
Yeah, they've been in there forever.
Yeah, I don't know who replaced them if they ever break off. Actually.
Well, what about a sign on the back side of what's there now? So at least if you're coming over the crossover, I mean, it's not at the crossover, it's quite a few feet south of it. Or something at the end of the crossover.
Well, so Nancy asked to move this. Signs, John, can you work with Tony on a similar sign that conforms to the ordinance that we already have and sign it like we do the pier?
Yeah, just
that
have the
4x4 sign. And put it just onto those, or maybe if you put it down on the other side of the.
If you put it lower and made it larger, it'd be better.
Yeah, the same size as the no surf signs, and one at each end so they can't miss it.
A big sign won't last that long out there in the wind.
I don't know.
We've replaced those. Those are there all year.
Yeah.
I mean, we replace them every once in a while, but.
I'm just talking about a 4 foot by it. It's a snap post on both sides of it.
Yeah. Like the ones that are by the pier now.
Yeah. I agree.
So you want to make that a no surf or swim zone? Or do you just want to?
Well, you shouldn't surf there either.
No, I'm making no surf or swim zone.
No surf, no swim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, what do we got to do that?
That's a lot of beach.
Should we just do caution?
I think it's just a caution. I'm saying dangerous, is enough. And then all we're doing is alerting the public to the condition. We don't want to do anything that would lead someone to think that we are responsible for that area.
So that would leave cost to
join. I have no lawsuits. Won't work a good thing.
So what if there was another sign on the back of this one facing the other way, and maybe one additional sign in between the two?
We could do that. Yes, or does tomorrow?
Yes.
I just, so I'm with David. I'd like to see the big ones out there. People are not going to read these.
Yeah, I'd rather see a large one.
Yeah.
But I don't think you make it a no swim zone. Someone wanted to launch a paddleboard through there, they do now.
Yeah.
Right?
If you tell me you want to do that, the way that I would say to do it is, I don't know about 4x4, that's pretty big, but...
Well, the size of whatever's down there.
Double side at a time, one right. Facing towards the road, one facing towards the water, on either side of that 200-foot area.
Right.
Say caution, swimming hazard, underwater, buried metal, 200 feet to the north, and the other side, say 200 feet to the south.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll get with you what to say then.
Right, yeah.
Can I have a $500 look for
that? Well, we've got some grant money.
You always,
no, that's probably
you
right.
Always bring in more than you spend, so yes. Yeah, $500 is okay with us.
Right now, wouldn't it come out of Tony's budget?
I'll get some prices.
It's there, yeah. That sounds fair. Right.
I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Since they're the only committee now that's covered by that budget, I would think it could come out of that budget.
Yeah.
So can I just go ahead and do it if it's a reasonable amount?
Yes.
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 Okay. And then if you'll let me know, then I'll submit the grant for Catherine.
I think we need to let Andy take a look at what the sign will say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Right.
So we're giving this to...
Yes.
Turn over to
the sign part. That's right, just the sign part.
That's the sign part.
Okay, that so, all, Nancy?
Yeah, and then you can let consensus for a big sign.
And then you can let the grant guys know we're releasing their money early, so maybe someone else can use it.
Is it both no swim, no surf, or did you guys decide?
No, it's just a caution sign
hazard
between the building inspector and the attorney on the exact wording.
Don't release the grant just yet. Let's be sure we have nothing.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, if we're going to spend money on signage, we may as well get.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you're not going to get $39,000. That'd be a pretty nice sign.
Well,
I wouldn't like that sign.
Yeah, it'd be flashing.
Go ahead.
No, you have a problem.
Lights.
Thanks, Nancy.
Anything else, Nancy?
Yes, sir.
Craig, you got anything?
No, not Craig.
Arlen, you got anything?
Okay.
Building Department, John.
Mine's later in the agenda.
Okay. Fire Department, Police Department, Public Works. Discussion of old business. Discussion and consideration of new business. Renewal of leases with Sunny Point. I think Dave has done a great job in looking up the past history of Sunny Point, and I would like David and whoever you choose, Sunny, and let Nancy know if you'll write him the letter like we were discussing that the fees can be waived, and we're looking into it.
Yeah, so for everyone, that, if you're not familiar, Sunny Point, basically, when they renewed our leases, now added for what they say is fair market value, which if you look back over the last few years, basically the Department of Army got directed to do that by the Congressional Budget Office because they're required to do that on leases, and I guess someone in the Department of Army got in trouble because they weren't doing that, and so they put out notice to all the contracting officers that as you renew leases, you should be putting in some money for it. And so they did that, and it is fairly significant to Curie Beach for our park, for our landing zone, where the water tower is, and for our sewage pond. Thank you. Lagoon, that's a better word than sewage pond. Yes, that's the old town word, right? And so researching that, there is a process to request that to be waived. At least it's mentioned in what I could find. So what I propose to council is we ask them what is the process for that, and then we apply for that. I'm not very optimistic that that will happen, but I think we should ask, right? Never hurts to ask, right? And at a minimum, we should ask for them to let us include it in next year's budget so we get a year off, right? At the same time, I'd like Arlen and Sonny to look at how much the lagoon is really costing us on a per gallon basis so we can compare it to Carolina Beach. I think it's going to be favorable even with this loan, but I think we should understand that, right? So the email I sent, Arlen, I'm not sure if I copied you. I know I copied Nancy and Sonny. I apologize. I was traveling. But I think that we should look at it the same way we're looking at Carolina Beach, right, as sewer. What is our per gallon fee to operate the lagoon? I think the $50,000 to $90,000 annual lease for that property is still going to show us advantageous for us to operate the lagoon versus send it all to Carolina Beach. That's what I think, but I think we should prove that to ourselves, right? So anyway, I'll work with Nancy to ask them, hey, we found there seems to be a process. Could you tell us what it is? And then we'll follow that process. We'll probably bring that to the next meeting for council to approve requesting that waiver or deferment of the lease fee. So did they give a date when they wanted it?
Well, they already have it.
Okay.
Authorized the release of that payment of the $16,000.
Just for the ones over here. I don't think they're going to waive that one. I'm worried about the bigger one with the lagoon.
Yes, we haven't gotten that one yet.
Right.
We just got notice of some issues with the site visit that we have to take care of.
Yeah, I saw those. They look fairly minor.
Yeah, just some.
The porta potty. What did they want it to go away?
Yes.
I didn't understand.
They don't want us to store anything back here.
I thought it was a porta potty at the park.
At the park, they want the porta potty secured.
Okay.
And they can remain there, but they need to be secured. And the one at the lagoon, we've got some storm debris back there that they don't want.
Yeah. Sonny will get that in their 30 days. Every time they've listed stuff, we've got it. So that, I don't think that'll be a big problem.
I'm expecting those numbers any day. I did speak with Michael Framework at Town of Carolina Beach. They had renewed their wastewater treatment plant lease this year, and they were only charged $20,000 fair market value on 50 acres.
Right.
And I asked him how many of those acres were the actual footprint for the treatment plant, but he didn't know that. So I don't know. That gives me a little hope that maybe
right.
my numbers are going to be
reasonable. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think one, we asked for deferment, and then two, we asked for a lower fee. I think the interesting part from all the stuff I could find is they got in trouble for private entities, not for municipalities. So I don't know that Congress and the CBA really recognize that municipalities are getting sucked into this too. But I couldn't find anything to prove that, so I'm not sure, right? So
well,
I think
my question to the representative about the Savannah office was the fair market value on the park was so much less and it's 24 acres, and the water tower is not even 3 acres, and we're paying a whole lot more for that. And she said the actual recreational area of the park is exempt, and we're only paying the fair market value on the building that Public Works has back there. Because it's for public use. And I said, well, what's more public use than water and
water
sewer?
Right.
But they don't agree with me.
Well, I think their issue is we charge. It's charged for us,
yeah.
Right? That's why they don't see it that way.
It's a fund that makes money.
But so I'll work with Nancy to ask what the process is, and then we'll request
add it to us something
yeah,
by
yeah.
next meeting.
We'll have something for next meeting.
That's good.
Cool. Thanks, sir.
Building permits. Okay. I put building permits down on the agenda. I had a group of people from one of the local churches. The church is actually in Carolina Beach. But they came forward and they were building an ADA ramp for a parishioner. And they were doing it out of charity, out of fee. And the address on the location said Carolina Beach. So they went to Carolina Beach to get a permit. And the permit, Carolina Beach said, we don't charge for that kind of thing. But that happens to be Curry Beach jurisdiction, where she lives. So they came here, they applied for a permit, cost them $50, and they found me, because
yeah.
I happen to go to that church.
Yeah.
And questioned why we had a fee for that type of activity versus when Carolina Beach did not. So I came and I spoke with John, and obviously, the fees are supposed to reflect the amount of time he
he puts into particular items. And he really doesn't have much latitude on what he charges for a permit, right? We haven't given him any latitude. They say it's worth $2,000. He's going to say that's $50. If it's worth more, it's $100, et cetera, et cetera.
I shouldn't have latitude.
That's right.
Right. That's exactly right. So you don't have latitude, and you shouldn't.
Right.
But the question I wanted to bring forward then is, after talking to John, are there areas that we should actually consider maybe different permits? And John's response, I'd be happy to let him explain it, but I did give you all copies of John's response in areas where he thought that we already have a $25 permit rate, and potentially we could extend it to similar things. And I don't know, John, did you want to talk about that, or do you want to read this?
If y'all seen the email, just to rehash it, there's some small things that happen in town that if it's not on the permitted, the scheduled fees, then I'm going to charge it what it's worth as far as construction costs. So I gave a credit instance of somebody replacing all their windows in their house. It could be anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000, depends on how much, what kind of windows you get. So that permit could range anywhere from $150 to $300. And I might be only out there once, possibly twice. So there's a couple of things, one being windows, another being prefabricated sheds, wheelchair ramps, and beach crossovers that I'm just like charge basically at $25. Most of those I'm out there once, possibly twice. And that's the reason for the permits on the prefab sheds and the ramps and things like that are just to make sure that the zoning restrictions are met as far as setbacks and things of that nature. So.
And tie-downs, right, or no?
On the shed, yes.
Yeah.
So the point in bringing it up is, did we wish to consider some reduced rate in areas where John is not spending the time indicated maybe by the value of the project?
If you're okay with us, see why not. So we have to add that specifically to the schedule of fees, right?
Yes.
That's where it goes, right, in all those fees?
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. We don't have to wait for budget time, right, Nancy? We can do that anytime we want. Or do we have to have public hearings, or what do you have to do to change those, right?
We did other
fees.
I don't think we have to do a public hearing, but your whole fee schedule right now is based on dollar amount of the job.
Right. So he's saying you just changed all of it, right?
Mm-hmm. But it runs from like 0 to 500, which is $25. $501 to $2,500 times 50.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to look at how you can change your ranges, like 0 to 5,000 would be
$25. Well, no, you were going to write specific exemptions, right?
Right.
Except for windows, prefab sheds, ADA projects. Yeah. And
I already pretty much put it in there.
That's
where,
right.
Well, before you vote on anything, I'd like to know exactly how you put the fee schedule changed.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we do.
Because we do have to post this.
Yeah, I think the right thing to do is, if we, council's consensus is to direct the two of you to make an updated fee schedule and adopt it at the next meeting. Right?
Yeah.
You agree? Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's consensus of council, y'all work for an updated fee schedule and bring it back for the next meeting. And then we can just adopt it there, right? We don't have to have, then it's on the agenda and everyone understands we're changing the fees, because I don't think they got that out of the building permits ADA. But if you say an adopted fee schedule, they will. Arlen, if we won't be ready this time, but if they charge so much for the lagoon that we wanted to change the water fees, that's another one that you could do anytime, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure we can do that anytime.
I mean, we have to announce it, but it, I mean, if something changes the budget, you just have to run in the rear for the whole year?
No, you can change water and sewer fees anytime throughout the year.
I thought you could.
I think it's taxes. We can't.
Yeah,
taxes. Yeah, we can't change the tax fee. I know.
Yeah, more taxes, you're stuck.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, hopefully, I don't think it should change Sonny's budget, but.
I don't think it would, at least for the first year,
that's right.
You know,
yeah, you factored in afterwards. Okay.
All right.
Next one, you're
Rouser,
breakfast meeting, round table. It's the mayor's round table. Any of all you can attend, please do. You'll have the head of the transportation department down here. Now, money for the chamber. Gail approached me yesterday. They've had two major donors for their Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival back out on them, and she was, you know, kind of having a tiz and wanted to know if there's any way that we could include $5,000 off our marketing committee.
Off our marketing committee?
Have to have their blessings on it to use $5,000 for the Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival. And I think Nancy and I got our wires crossed. Yeah.
Well, so the 10% we held back, is this marketing or not? That's what I'm asking, right?
It is tourism.
Do we even have authority for spending it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I don't know.
And have we received any information at all from them for the last 3, 4, 5 years as to how much money they've made off the seafood
right.
festival last year and the year before, and how that money was spent, and what they anticipate making this year? Because I would like to have those figures.
So how much have we already put into that? It's in
we
our
haven't
budget,
put
right?
anything. No.
Well, I thought it was in our budget.
No,
but it is a large. It is a large.
Well, I'm thinking of the concerts.
Yeah,
okay.
The summer.
Yeah, it is a large concentration of visitors.
So what's Carolina Beach doing? Have you heard?
No. They contribute a tremendous amount of money to the chamber with their fireworks and all the other stuff and the movies that they do.
Who were their donors that put out, you know?
One was a real estate company, and I forgot who the other one was.
I think it was private.
Yeah.
Or private entities.
Yeah.
What, Dean, what is that? What do we get with that? We get a tent, we get to promote our town, what do we...
Yeah, we get a tent to promote the town. Normally, we would get all the beer we could drink, but we'd turn that over to soft drinks. Anybody came by,
we
carry
a sign up yeah. or our flag up.
Yeah. We would get in free and all that stuff.
Ooh,
but anyway.
Soft drinks.
So what was your thinking? $500 when you and Arlen were looking at it? Is that the deal?
When the mayor approached me about it, he said it was $500, and I said, I have some money to put in the Parks and Recreation budget this year for additional town events or anything, or it could come out of the governing body, governing relations budget, but not $5,000.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought
and
I said
$5,000.
TBA,
I mean,
yeah.
we pretty much maxed that out. I mean, I highly doubt we're going to have $5,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And but if it's part of the marketing budget, TDA is going to have to approve that.
We would have to go to TDA and ask them if we could spend the $5,000 that we have set aside. So if that's agreeable, I'm going to TDA.
Yeah,
they'll
love for you to
yeah, I'm going to a TDA meeting. We'll just spend them what we want to spend them on.
Go ahead.
So we have a TDA.
Yeah, I think that'll work out just right.
That's not really beach renourishment, and it's not marketing.
It's marketing with people coming down here.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, there's a middle ground, right? So how much were you thinking you could out of the budgets, Nancy?
$500.
I mean, you know, $500 is better than zero, right? They asked for $5,000, but that doesn't mean the answer has to be $5. It could be, well... Because you're out of the budget cycle, this is all the money that's available
there
for
you
something
go.
Like this. It's $500.
Yeah.
And that's the middle ground. What do you guys think about that?
I'd still like to know what their annual budget is and what the income has been.
Right.
You know, if they're going in the hole every year, that's one thing. But if they're making $30,000, $40,000
a year,
they need to yeah. save that and put it toward next year, not come back to us.
Just
I'm fine either way. Well, I'm fine either way. So I'm flip a coin. So where are you guys at?
I do not want to make a decision tonight.
I will make one decision tonight. I will approach the TDA board next week and ask them.
If it's permittable.
If it's permittable, yeah. Will they have any?
Well, does that mess up our whole strategy? The reason we reduced the 10% is for the money to be for sand. So I don't know. I don't know that I want you to be doing that. Even though I wasn't really in with you on the strategy, now that we're in the fight, right? I don't think you start messing up the strategy, right?
And Emily wasn't with me, so.
Well, but I said now that we're in the fight, right?
Be spending it at all.
Well, so I think if we're saying we're keeping that back to get the legislature to let us use it for sand, we shouldn't be then putting it in something else. So I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, do you want him going to ask the TDA if, hey, could we get that money now that we didn't let you spend on marketing and spend it on this event? I don't think that's the right thing.
The microphone?
The microphone is on, yes, sir. You have no comments? Nice. What's up with that? Wow.
You really think that the big cojones to go up there and do that, let's go do it.
No. See, you don't change strategies once you start.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree with you on that.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, my input is you don't go up there and ask for the money. We either find it from what Nancy and Arlen say we could redirect, or we don't give them anything.
Okay.
That's my input.
Have they approached the TDA at all for any support on this thing?
Yeah.
I don't think they can receive money directly from the TDA.
Why not?
It's shoulder season.
They said it was marketing stuff.
And it's shoulder
season. It's visitor center season. They could do it out of county.
It's cheaper. Let them give it to Archie.
I don't think that'll happen.
No, that won't happen.
You do have in your governing body budget $3,300 for funding for the Christmas show. We've not heard if that's going to happen this year or not.
I mean, I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, that Tammy Ebersole was going to take it over. So I think it is happening, but I don't know if the positive.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I haven't asked recently because I don't do Christmas shows, but.
Oh, come on.
My stepmother was running and I didn't do the Christmas show, so I'm okay.
I wouldn't want to do anything to the Christmas show.
Right.
It's free to the residents. Everybody loves it.
Right. Yeah. Versus a paid-for thing that I think Emily's point is pretty valid. You know, how much money are they really making?
No, I have any idea.
Well, I don't know. But I think that's her point. If you're going to ask for it. Yeah. What are you guys doing? Because you're sure charging a bit. And there's sure a lot of people down there.
What's the consensus?
Sounds like we don't want you to ask the TDA. It was the first part.
Okay.
And the second part.
I'll second that.
I'm ambivalent on the $500 that Nancy scrammed up. It's up for you guys to decide what you want to do with it. So make a motion and see what happens, right? If you want to spend it or let it die.
I want to go to the TDA meeting and see if any of our revenues have dropped any. Which is what we were, actually going after with taking over that money.
Yeah, it's not going to drop.
It's not going to drop now. Do you
have
to look at it this time next year?
Yeah, until there's a hurricane.
And even the year after.
Oh, they were. No, I
this year is based on what's
they were,
already
they were
done.
Wringing their hands and crying. Oh, my
no,
God.
They
it's
weren't.
Going, oh,
they
my God. Okay,
well.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh,
so let's not get lost. Let's not get lost. So don't ask the DA for money. The council, that sounded like was the consensus. Now, are we going to give them any money or not? Emily's a no. You other guys got to step up. I'm ambivalent.
I'd say give them the $500 for now.
Okay, Steve's a $500.
Where's the $500 come from?
Parks and Rec.
May I ask you a question on that? Our town day that we usually have the end of each April and that we now have a chairman for this year, do we have money in the budget to pay for that?
Yes, I put $8,000 in for the street festival and then I added an additional $5,000 in another town event. for anything that the Parks and Rec Advisory Board might want to do throughout the year. I did make a management decision and allocate $1,000 of that to Island Day, as we did last year. The four entities that are doing Island Day, each of the towns did $1,000, the chamber did $1,000, and the Carolina Beach Boardwalk Improvement Group put in $1,000. So there is money for the street festival. I think in the past we spent $11,000. That was with fireworks. I don't know what they're going to want to do this year, but there's enough in there to cover.
Okay, thank you.
And Emily has contacted us already.
Thank you.
So Steve's a yes, Emily's a no. You guys got to weigh in.
Yes.
So Dean's a yes.
I'm okay with the $500. I guess I'm not sure what they do with it, but I guess I'm okay to help the chamber if the $500 is available. I mean, this they were looking for sponsorship, so.
That means the town carry base plastic sponsors.
Well, are they still?
So now someone has to do a motion and a second so we can actually vote on.
Are they still looking for sponsors? Because if they
they're
come
down
sponsors,
to the wire.
Like
they're down to the wire.
Back.
Yeah, okay. They're down to the wire.
Well, meanwhile, I'd still like to. Okay, go ahead.
I know that
you guys got to start a motion in a second there.
Make a lot of money.
Well, there you go. Make your motion.
I do know that.
Make the motion.
We give them $500.
There you go.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye to that. I would like to make another motion that we request from the chamber a copy of their. Are they on an annual year or a fiscal year?
I think they're on a fiscal year.
Okay.
I'll second that.
A copy of their budget from this past year and their proposed budget for this year.
Just for the seafood or for the whole year?
Well, I think just getting their budget is not going to be helpful. And we actually have some of that as part of their.
Application
they do for the concert series.
Does it,
I think you need to what you need to ask for is how they did last year. What was their budget? What did they actually spend
for the festival itself?
For the seafood and jazz.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to modify your
yes,
budget?
I modify my motion to have a copy of their budget for the seafood festival last year and this year.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And was that a unanimous vote for the other one?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
The last thing, Bruce with the Chamber of Commerce is trying to put a candidates forum together for next month, and it'll be the second, third, or fourth Monday, and I'll get back with y'all as soon as we know something. It'll be at the community center.
Did he say why he's trying to do it in such a small building? I mean, when we were running, they did it in Fort Fisher.
I don't think they're expecting that big a turnout, but we need to ask the candidates exactly what they're going to do for the beach town.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just surprised that it's such a small venue.
Well, they had it up there at where the Shaggy Club was above the Mexican restaurant, and that's even smaller.
Wow, okay.
And the only audience that showed up was from Curie Beach.
Okay.
Nancy, would you like to bring us up to speed on Island Day? Please.
It is Sunday, September 28th, from 1 to 5 at Carolina Beach Lake. We started having weekly meetings. They gave us a lot of compliments last year from Curie Beach and said they've had to step up their game this year because we did such a good job last year. So they're having the Tonys again. We're going to have laser tag for older kids and adults. We've gotten donations for hot dogs, and I have to say to you that the chamber does a lot of work in getting vendors to donate a lot of the products that they have. Most of the costs associated with it are for the entertainment and for some of the giveaway prizes that we do for the kids with the maps and so forth. We've got maybe a third of vendor participants and their applications in. One thing that the four groups are doing this year is trying a sponsorship. We're trying to get somebody to actually sponsor Island Day with a $1,500 contribution and then some $400 contributions to sponsor individual events to help defray some of the costs. We actually ended up spending about $5,200 last year So that'd be gross, more and more people coming. We had to up the number of hot dogs to 1,500 this year because we had 1,200 last year when we were out by about 4 o'clock. We were out of everything. So that's where that is.
They complimented us on the prizes that Nancy and the young lady that works in our Parks and Rec gave out, and I think they were, you know, pretty positive that we did a great job with it. Or y'all did a great job, excuse me. Has anything else come before this council? Hello? Hello?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. We're adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All again?
Hey, do you want us to close these down, then? Shut these down?
That'd be great. Did they work okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get on the Wi-Fi there?
I didn't get on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I can.
What are you looking at?
I still have all these.
Your actual Apple is out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, this is what John was going to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about that last time he was here.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't paying attention?
Right? We didn't have a little map and everything.
Actually, he did.
What? Let me turn this off.
He said, so you're going to have parking there?
I don't have my glasses.
I got it. Thank you very much.